Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. On Wednesday, following his general audience, Pope Benedict XVI received a delegation led by Bishop Mark Hansen from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. In his address to them, the Holy Father said that he was encouraged by the fact that relations between Catholics and Lutherans have continued to grow since the beginning of his pontificate, especially at the level of practical collaboration in the service of the Gospel. Pope Benedict went on to recall Pope John Paul II's encyclical letter, Ut Unum Sint, in which the late Pope described the relationship between Catholics and Lutherans as brotherhood rediscovered. I deeply hope, continued Pope Benedict, that the continuing Lutheran-Catholic dialogue both in the United States of America and at the international level will help to build upon the agreements reached so far. An important remaining task, he noted, will be to harvest the results of the Lutheran-Catholic dialogue that so promisingly started after the Second Vatican Council. To build on what has been achieved together since that time, a spiritual ecumenism should be grounded in ardent prayer and conversion to Christ, the source of grace and truth. May the Lord help us to treasure what has been accomplished so far, urged the Pope, to guard it with care and foster its development. The Holy Father concluded by renewing the wish expressed by his predecessor, during whose pontificate, he noted, so much was accomplished on the road to full, visible unity among Christians, when he said to a similar delegation from the Lutheran Church in America, "You are most welcome here. Let us rejoice that an encounter such as this can take place. Let us resolve to be open to the Lord, so that he can use this meeting for his purposes to bring about the unity that he desires."
You're listening to Vatican Radio.